tomorrow's news today.
Night from different angles of this Andy Karzizmak. He looks like a big, fat, disgusting, insane leftist. And I'm not saying he's a pedophile. I'm saying if I was going to cast somebody as a pedophile that drives around in an ice cream truck kidnapping kids, it'd be him. Kind of like Brian Stelter. I'm not saying he's a pedophile. I would just cast him as that. But when you go look him up, he's got dual trans kids, both of his children, and he's a huge leftist. But instantly we're told he's a Republican right-winger with no evidence. We still don't know the details of Crooks that shot Trump a couple years ago in Pennsylvania. That all got covered up real good. We don't know anything about Tim Walz's appointee that went and killed the representatives that voted against the Somali fraud, though he got a letter out saying he did it for Walz. But boy, we sure know right away that this guy with a syringe, it was, you know, the syringe plunger, not the part with the needle, you know, he had the syringe without the needle. And that's a classic leftist situation. I've had them try to hit me with that many times. Once they missed and hit Owen right beside me, we were in downtown Austin, and the stink was unbelievable. They have bags of feces and urine, and they let it rot for months, and then they have it in water balloons, or they have it in a syringe like that. And let me tell you, it is horrible. So that's a leftist thing. Like a Muslim thing is throwing acid on women's faces that go outside without burqas. You always see the female reporters trying to interview the Muslims overseas. They'll just throw a rock right in their face or here's some acid. Here, you know, enjoy that. So, I mean, this is a leftist attack. I mean, look at him. He is an ultra-leftist blob. His kids have got the Toro nose ring that Satan hooks his chain up to and drags them along their leash. I mean, this guy is a flaming ultra-liberal. Hands off Minnesota. Up there with his kids. Oh, yeah. Not a false flag at all. And watch. He'll get charged. They'll run the headlines. And in about 3 months, mark this day, they'll drop the charges. And then, or he'll be put on probation for a year. And then suddenly he'll get an even bigger job, I'm sure. The cash will flow of the tens upon tens upon tens. You know, Trump's saying they're getting new numbers in. It's way over $24 billion, as I said. I first did the math on that weeks ago. He said it's probably triple that. So something that stunk really bad. And the thing they create looks just like that. They put up human feces in a bag with a bunch of urine, and then they let it rot, and it creates a little special thing they love. Everything about him. He is a hardcore Democrat, hardcore leftist, and so they're telling you he's a Trump supporter with no evidence. Trump came out and said, when asked if he'd seen the video of Representative Omar being attacked and sprayed by a substance, no, I don't think about her. I think she's a fraud. I really don't think about that. She probably had herself sprayed, knowing her, the president said. Remember when he first got elected 9 years ago? There were all those Jewish cemeteries getting attacked in New Jersey, New York, and Trump said, I hear from local law enforcement there's leftist Jews staging it to blame me. Oh, you're anti-Semitic. A week later, it was all true. They busted the people doing it. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. We have massive news straight ahead. Dale Bigtree in studio. Just such huge news. Stay with us back in 60 seconds.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, January 28th, 2026. I'm your host, Alex Jones, as we enter the 373rd day of the Trump administration. Well, I could fill the next 4 hours with Democrat leaders, Democrat politicians openly saying, DAs, you name it, we are going to hunt down and hang all the ICE agents. They are Hitler. We're going to come to all MAGA supporters' houses and drag you out of your homes. We are going to kill Trump. We're going to kill Stephen Miller. ICE is completely illegal. Everything they do is illegal. We're going to hunt you down. And they talk about in the future tense. But the order is attack, attack, attack now. You're guilty, you're Nazis, you're mass murderers, you're criminals. We finally got two dead people after training our political suicide bombers to, you know, go in and get themselves killed, ramming you with cars and everything else. Imagine if they stage a false flag and mowed out a whole bunch of people and blame ICE or Trump or a Trump supporter. I mean, imagine the furor there. This is the Podesta plan. This is the Civil War plan. We've peacefully gotten our guy in. We're dismantling globalism. We're RFK Jr.'s in there just swinging for the fences, just devastating Big Pharma's corruption. They're panicking. Del Bigtree's in the studio in about 23 minutes from now with big news. One of the big advisors, obviously, and former head of the campaign for Kennedy. And yeah, we do have opposition inside the DOJ to much of what Kennedy's doing. So there's a civil war there, too, as well. Key intel coming up there. But I can fill the whole show. We played a clip of a nurse yesterday saying, yeah, I'm going to give people chemicals and shots when they come into the hospital that'll paralyze them or kill them. And then all of a sudden people make compilations of dozens and dozens of other nurses, where they work, who they are, saying we're going to kill not just ICE, but any conservatives that come in the hospital. Now, they've moved on from spitting in your food to, you know, just brainwashing your kids, trying to take them away from you and sterilize them. They're still doing that. Just, we're going to kill you. And to show how brazen they are, they say where they work and who they are, and we're going to kill you. Or die trying. It's just unbelievable. But I'm going to get to a lot of it here. Then you got a lot of geopolitical stuff happening. I am very happy with Trump trying to shut down the Ukraine war. That's getting close. I understand what he's doing with Maduro. Still a big gamble. But he's cutting off the deep state's money and China. But Trump isn't controlled by Israel. But that lobby, when it comes to the Middle East and policy, does have major sway and is trying to control it. And later in the next hour, I would be critical of Trump and walk through the facts. He said, surgical strike, just take out the nuclear site. The site's most beautiful ever done. Perfect. And I said, Netanyahu has openly said he wants regime change. They just tried to overthrow Iran the last 3 weeks. It didn't work. And I don't want to be drug into this. I'm not a fan of the mullahs. I know they're unpopular. Whatever. You're going to force them into blocking the Strait of Hormuz. if you attack them, they've already voted in their government to do it. And this is Israel, the tail wagging the dog. And Trump, I've got a massive armada. It'll be much bigger attack than last time. So here we are, 6 months later, wildly unpopular with your base. And he did always promise not to let them have a nuclear weapon. But you said it stopped them. And it was the greatest attack ever. Genius, our bombers, no one else can do it. So I'll get to that next hour, but it's bad. And, of course, there'll be headlines. Jones turns on Trump. MAGA's over. No, 95% of it's very good, and we're getting great things done. I'm going to back where we're having success. And then when I see stuff that I certainly don't support, I don't think you do, and it's un-American, and that Trump's doing something wrong, we're going to get on his ass. And you notice I said over the weekend, don't call it a retreat. Call it a recalibration, a reset. Pull back into the, have them stay at a military base, which they did. I even mentioned some of the bases they could use, and then they picked one that I talked about. And I said, and just say it's a reset for recalibrating because they're escalating violence. I understand you got to deport these people. I understand it's the law, but right now, you don't have enough forces on the ground to control the situation, and that's giving into the lawlessness. You can't send just a few agents here, a few agents there to these neighborhoods. To be surrounded with the signal chats and huge hordes of people to be attacked, that's going to push them into a corner, ramming them with cars, wrestling around with guns. People are going to get killed. You can't send people on suicide missions. And you notice that exactly what I told you is they are taking the head of the Border Patrol and sending him back to California. He's about to retire, did a great job. But what I was told last week was he was very optimistic that they could do the mission. They didn't need more people. And that it was all, you know, in hand. And that Homan had said, well, I think you need more people, but okay, I'll defer to you, the field commander. And that Trump had heard all this. And then you notice I laid all this out already. And exactly word for word, but I've said, Trump has now said openly, it's not a retreat. We're recalibrating. And we're going to focus back on mainly targeting people with huge criminal rap sheets, which was what Homan wanted to do. And not just grabbing anybody that's illegal. And if they run into them, they'll get them. But they've got to augment the forces and have bigger numbers of groups when they go out so that they can't get surrounded and set up. And so I told the White House that. I said it on air. That's what they really pay attention to. The White House, they listen. And word for word, my policy ideas are now in place. And so that's a good thing. That's not a retreat. That's not. That's just not handing the enemy the big wins they want because they've got a hornet's nest of wound-up leftists attacking all over the country. And not letting them set up ICE is not a retreat. It's being smart. And I've also told the White House, and I've told you, till your ears bleed, we are now entered the prime zone. It's like when a, you know, in Top Gun in the old days when it says missile locked, Sidewinder. You know, missile locked, or Darth Vader says, I have you now. You know, his lasers lock on Luke. They're locked, folks, for the false flag. It's all lined up. It's this is the zone. It's imminent false flags. Imminent false flags. Out of a parking garage or something, or out of a panel truck, mowing down a bunch of demonstrators, blaming it on ICE or a Trump supporter. And so a lot of folks have wanted the Insurrection Act, and I've said either go hard, go in all the way, or back off. Because there's no lukewarm ride the fence here. And definitely the White House and others are listening. And it's not like I'm the only one telling them this, but they know I got a good track record of being very accurate. That makes them listen to the other people that are telling them word for word what I'm saying, not because they have to get it from me. We're just simpatico. Finishing each other's sentences. So we got a lot of stuff going on here. And look, it shows how badly coordinated the Democrats are. I'll get to this later in more detail. That Ilhan Omar had to have a hardcore leftist Democrat activist that on his pages post resist ICE, back the Democrats, back Islam. Both his kids are trans. And then we're told he's a Trump supporter with no evidence. Going with a syringe and spraying some type of stinky liquid on them. That's what the left does with syringes or water balloons. I've been almost hit by them. I've had it hit me, not directly. It hit Owen instead. Oh, my God. It was horrible smell. There's video of it. they ride by on a bike and you'll spray you. They'll throw a balloon at you. They rot feces in a plastic bag with urine. And they load up their little bombs with it. It's a little Antifa goodie. And so, of course, now, which will be really on Omar thing. Now, of course, just instantly, he's a Trump supporter, no evidence. And then you look him up, and here's the trans kids. Here's both his kids trans. Here's a hands-off Minnesota, you know, them posting him posting on his social media that he's a big leftist. I mean, just absolute fact. And, of course, he's a fat, demonic slob on top of it. And did he do a false flag on his own to make her look like a victim? Or has he been paid to do it? Like the man that went and killed the two reps, the senator, the rep, shot their families on June 14th of last year during the No Kings, getting a letter out from the FBI confirmed saying, no, I work for Tim Walz. I was supposed to kill these Democrats and blame Republicans. Was that a false flag? Was that a false flag? Well, we know he's not who they say he is. There's no evidence he's a Trump supporter. So that's par for the course. But let's get to the big news throughout the broadcast. But the first big thing I want to drill into right now. This is so massive. So Philly's Soros DA, you already saw the sheriff there, say, I see ICE, you're all illegal, I'm arresting you. You want some smoke, come get it, a few weeks ago. Philly's Soros DA, Krasner, calls ICE agents wannabe Nazis, threatens to hunt them down. He says, the way we hunted down Nazis. Now, if you listen to the psychology, it's the same thing being put out by all of them. First, a few months ago, question illegal orders. What are the illegal orders? Well, we can't tell you when it comes to facts. Now, ICE is all illegal. They're all Nazis. They're killers. They're not even police officers. All those lies. And then they say, when we get back in power, we're going to hunt you down and we're going to put you in prison. And then other Democrats say, we're going to kill you and your families. I mean, I've got dozens of clips a day where they say, we're actually going to kill your families, your children, too. So they are inciting all of this. These are Nazis. We're going to hunt you down. We're coming for you. And then you got Rick Wilson of the Lincoln Pedo Project. I'm sorry, it's called the Lincoln Project, fake Republicans, calls for execution of Stephen Miller. I want Stephen Miller to be number one in the Nuremberg trials. When it's done, I want Stephen Miller to be the first one that is tried and convicted and effing dangles. And then we got other Democrats saying, yeah, we need to overthrow Trump. We need to kill him. We need to kidnap him and his family. I mean, it just goes on and on. Meanwhile, man shot after opening fire on Border Patrol agents, BP chopper. They have video. Now the illegals, the human traffickers on the border are so emboldened. They didn't do this very often. Now it's happening every week. They just start firing at a Marine helicopter that Trump has down there with Border Patrol on it. And so they shoot the guy, and he's in critical condition. And, of course, the left's all spitting, and, oh, my God, more Nazis. Yeah, you attack the country with 40 million illegals and all this crime and everything, and then you think with the limited forces America has that they're not going to fire back. DHS investigating woman who tried to buy guns to kill ICE agents. She told the gun shop, I want this to go kill them. And then I've got all these new compilations of other nurses saying, we're going to kill you when you're ICE. And then they go, you know what? We're going to kill your family. And now some women were walking out of a hotel, young women, and they just posed with photos with ICE. I mean, even if you don't like ICE, I can tell you, I mean, I've been in like Guatemala and, you know, Germany or whatever, and there's the paramilitary police with police dogs, machine guns, and I'm like, hey, can I take a photo? They're like, sure, and it's, you know, cool photo. Doesn't mean I endorse everything they ever did or whatever. These women come out and go, oh, can we have a photo with you? A mob of old white people screaming, calling them whores, chasing them to their car. They're crying, saying, we're going to dox you. We're coming to your house. I mean, this is Maoist struggle session, folks. And they teach that at the colleges. Maoism is the operating system the globalists have funded to the left. It's come out in Congress and on Fox News that the big billionaire that's under investigation for funding this, one of the Soros guys, has run to China. He's an admitted Marxist-Leninist Maoist. So when you look at this, you go, this looks like a Maoist struggle session. That's because that's what it is. It's where mobs of people chase you down. And then once they're done, they come up and say, are you for what we just did? If you're not enthusiastic enough, they break your nose or kill you. It's like Don Lemon's out there and the left runs up and says, you're a white supremacist, screw you. And Lemon goes, no, I hate white people. And he goes, good. And it's a white guy saying it. It's a weird struggle session thing they do with each other. It's all about radicalization. It's all about foaming at the mouth. So play the Soros DA, Larry Krasner, then go right into Rick Wilson. And then go into Senator Alyssa Slotkin, because notice she's like, oh my God, they've created a secret list of people they're going to put in death camps. They're coming to kill us. ICE just has a database of people that ram them or chase them around or follow them so they can check and see if they have warrants. You know, they're screaming, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. F you, F you. And they put them in a database, and it's Democrats run by the state Democrat Party funded that have a database on them using the police license plate reading systems that these blue cities won't let the feds have access to, even though the feds paid for them, like Denver and Minneapolis. They don't even get the police state tools. The left has those. You see how that works? But then she's like, oh my God, oh my God, they've got a database. No, they're like, you better watch out when you're chasing us and attacking us. We know who you are. We've run your license plate. Oh my God. While they're running theirs illegally, following them all around and coming to their hotels and beating up the staff. Go to the clips.
This is a small bunch of wannabe Nazis. That's what they are. In a country of 350 million, we outnumber them. If we have to hunt you down the way they hunted down Nazis for decades, we will find your identities. We will find you. We will achieve justice. And
when Stephen Miller goes out and calls a guy who was, by every account so far, who never had a legal problem, had a concealed carry permit, had a gun permit in Minnesota. He was a nurse. He was nice to his neighbors. And you know what? Stephen Miller went out and called him a domestic terrorist, claiming he was trying to assassinate those ICE agents. You know, I almost tweeted this today, and I know I'll get canceled for saying this. I know I'm going to get in trouble. I want Stephen Miller to be the number one in the Nuremberg trials when this is done. When this is done, I want Stephen Miller to be the first one who is tried and convicted and fucking dangles. Okay? I want him to be brought before a court of law because he is the sole executive that runs all this DHS ICE stuff, the Gestapo.
What happens to the people on the secret list? The next logical step is that the president would use the full power of the federal government to target those American citizens. In theory, people on this list could be wiretapped, their homes could be searched, or they could be arrested just for disagreeing with President Trump's agenda. I never thought I'd have to lay this out about my own government. This is the kind of stuff that is fundamentally un-American and strikes at the heart of who we are as a people.
Out of Minnesotans, that in the face of despair and anger and chaos that they have pulled together. I personally have been with community where I was the person locking and unlocking doors at a supermercado in order to make sure that ICE wasn't entering the facilities. I've delivered groceries to people who were afraid to open their door knowing that it was the mayor of St. Paul that was delivering their groceries to them, that they were still afraid.
I tell you, sick is an understatement. For this woman, is a nurse at Virginia Commonwealth University, we are being told. She's been put on leave after this. Take a listen.
I thought of something good. I think it's something weird spot. Sabotage tactic, or at least scare tactic. All the medical providers, grab some syringes with needles on the end. Have them full of saline or succinylcholine, you know, whatever. That will probably be a deterrent. Be safe.
I don't know how to pronounce it. Succinylcholine, something like that. That second agent that she was talking about paralyzes the muscles, incapacitates you for 6 minutes or so. That's what she wants to do to ICE agents. To me, actually, though, it gets worse. She does not stop there.
get the poison ivy oak water, and I'm going to put it into a water gun. Aim for faces, hands.
Now, I don't know how much poison ivy is living in Minneapolis, Minnesota right now in the dead of winter, but she wants people to gather up poison oak and poison ivy, mix it with water, and then put that solution in a water gun and spray it on the faces of ICE agents. Now, it's not going to kill you, but my Lord, it'll make you awful uncomfortable. Much of this stuff, to me, encouraging this behavior should be illegal. I believe that it is. I have to believe she's being investigated after putting this out. As I mentioned, she has been put on leave. She also says that all her single lady friends, you wonder why she's single if this woman is, take to the dating apps.
Get on Tinder, get on Hinge, find these guys. They're around. They're a nice agent. Bring some X-Lax and put it in their drinks. Get them sick. You know, nobody's going to die. Just enough to incapacitate them, get them off the street for the next day.
Now, if you listen to what she said earlier, she said a chemical that can kill you that she's going to inject you with, but that's not the point. The point is these are the level of cowards we're dealing with throughout the system. And now, since that came out yesterday, I have dozens of clips in a compilation of other nurses saying who they are. They're that arrogant, saying we're going to kill people and we're going to deny you care. If you're having a heart attack and I'm your nurse, I'm not going to tell them you're having a heart attack when you're in the hospital bed. I mean, these are freaks, and they're getting more and more radicalized by the minute. And they're so pissed that RFK Jr. is actually getting the fluoride out and the poison shots and all the rest of that. And Dale Bigtree's with us for just 30 minutes. He was on the War Room. The War Room host was hosting American Journal this morning. He'll be in here with us, and then I'll get back into all of this and so much more. And Trump planned to strike Iran, which I'm totally against, which I told you would turn into this and be an endless thing and suck us into a full war. A lot of you got mad at me that were pro, you know, take out the sites. No, this is just a surgical thing. It'll all be over and 10D chests and all the rest of it. So I just call balls and strikes. I'm just outraged by this. That's coming up. Today's the last day to get our new amazing product, a clean, healthy, super powerful energy shot that I am extremely excited about. And when you get a case of the new nootropic energy shot, Mind Fuel is the name of it, Mind Fuel, at thealexjonesstore.com, you get a free bottle of our amazing super immune boosting formula with all the known best super nutrients to boost your immune system during the winter, Atomic Defense. So tonight at midnight is the last day to already get the new energy shot, Mind Fuel, already discounted, and get a free bottle of Atomic Defense. But I'm telling you, if you get anything, if you haven't ever tried the products, as an 84% reorder rate, nobody has that. Ultra Methylene Blue is the best methylene blue out there. You've heard RFK Jr. talk about how much he loves methylene blue. It is incredible. So good for your body. It's an amazing stimulant, but it's not a stimulant. No letdown. Get your Ultra Methylene Blue now at thealexjonesstore.com. Also, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. What an adventure to wear it. The ball caps, the t-shirts, the hoodies, the sweaters, and more. Thanks for your support. We'll be back with a true champion of liberty, a warrior, Dale Bigtree, straight ahead. Now, this new product is incredible. It's from our sponsor, Bigly, at thealexjonesstore.com. Optimal Human, you love the green powder super nutrient, the very best out there. Well, this is Optimal Human Nootropic called Mind Fuel. Introducing Mind Fuel, a super healthy, super strong energy nootropic adaptogen, which doesn't make you sick, doesn't have a letdown. It is incredible. Not just a few of the bottles. Look how many bottles are in there. And I only drink about half a bottle a day. It's so strong. But look at that right there, ladies and gentlemen. So that's what comes in each box of this. And it is simply amazing. Optimal Human Nootropic Mind Fuel is here. This clean, caffeine-free energy shot is designed for clear thinking, steady focus, and zero compromise. It's time to abandon sugary energy drinks and stimulant-heavy formulas in favor of clean, functional, nootropic-based energy. Zero calories, sugar-free, no crash, no blood sugar spike, can be used daily without any guilt. Caffeine-free formula, smooth, clean energy, ideal for caffeine-sensitive users and late-day use. It's also got all these other incredible Compounds like citicoline, alpha GPC, GABA supports mental clarity and focus. It appeals to both biohackers and holistic consumers. High quality electrolytes and B vitamins. More than a brain shot, true functional fuel. Optimal Human Nootropic Mind Fuel, that's the name of the product, isn't just another energy product. It's a smarter alternative for consumers who demand clarity, control, and clean performance without compromise. Get 25% off for life when you become a subscriber, canceling time for free. Get Mind Fuel now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you've never tried the original Superfood Greens, Optimal Human, you really want to get this as well. It's the best green food I've ever had at thealexjonesstore.com. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, all sorts of cool collectible knives and more. And that's what funds us, and that's what does this. And I really appreciate your support because I can't do it without you. So I want to commend and thank the listeners. But just like I steered you right on gold and silver 2.5 years ago, I got out of the market before that. I said, now's the time. I was totally right. Just like I steer you right on politics, these products are incredible. Get our ultramethylene blue. It is the best in the market. Our Shilajit is the best. Our Irish Sea Moss is the best. Our turmeric is the strongest. Ultimate turmeric. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You are missing out. You don't get it. I want to thank those that have supported. I want to challenge those that haven't. What are you waiting for?
Just what I needed for my morning jog.
Working 12 to 13 hours a day, Mind Fuel keeps me on my toes and in the action.
Try this energy shot for a boost like no other. Power your mind and body today.
The entire world is racing into the fourth turning and the greatest quickening our species has seen in 10,000 years of recorded history. You know you're in a war, right? And it's a declared war. The globalists have declared war on Team Humanity. They've declared war on the God that made us. It is not incredible. It is not heroic. It is not amazing to fight this. It is survival. This is the priority. This is the real world. This is game time. This is the crossroads of human destiny right now. Right now. And I see a bunch of other people not realizing how desperate the situation is. We need maximum urgency. We're up against the most evil people the world's ever seen. Don't you understand that? I don't want anybody to go out and be physically violent. I want you to kill with truth. Kill with your will. Kill, kill, kill their lies.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the planets have aligned today. What a list of guests, my good friend, and talk about champion of health and freedom and true American, Del Bigtree, is in studio now. Cam Higby, incredible investigative journalist that just blew wide open the signal operations and the illegal activities of the Democrats trying to trigger a civil war. Brian Krasenstein, a demonic Democrat Party operative, will be debating me coming up. And then Kelsey Sharon, Canada pass regulations that they kill you. They call euthanasia. You don't decide to be killed. They kill you. They make you a ward of the state, and they kill you. Children, old people, you name it. And they just killed an old woman that begged not to be killed and begged her family. I mean, this is just over the top. Where will they be going next? And, you know, at the end of the day, I've got all these clips of former high-level Democrat billionaire women coming out and saying, I was in the meetings with the Google heads that they were married to and others, saying, we're going to bring in world government, we're going to depopulate, we're going to make everybody slaves. And now there's more clips of these women going public. And of course, you know, some of them have been going public for a long time. And like Nicole Shanahan working with RFK Jr. and this guy right here, chief of communications. So This is out in the open, folks. This is, they act all liberal. You can look at mistakes Trump makes or any of this stuff. But at the end of the day, they're trying to destabilize things. They're pushing the depopulation agenda. With Trump, we've got a major breakout to turn this around. So in the limited time he's got, I'd like Dale Bigtree to give us a report. I'm not an infighter. I don't like to stir up trouble, but we've had a lot of problems in the last year, in the first year of Trump, where he turns Kennedy loose. Kennedy makes the right thing. They stab him in the back. The administrators sign fake documents, reverse what he's done. He comes back from vacation, reverses that. All these insiders trying to get rid of him. And then you've got the DOJ. No, we're keeping fluoride in the water. Well, no, we're getting rid of it. No, we're not going to allow cases against Pfizer and Moderna. So there's a real problem here, and I'll just say it. It is Susie Wiles. It is Pam Bondi and their lobbying firm. And with them, it's just classic lobbying. I'm not even saying they're the devil. They're just establishment people, and they're a major loggerhead, and we need to put pressure out of the public, and you need to put it out, to get further behind Kennedy, because he's knocked it out of the park. What I thought he could even do, knowing how this works, he's done, on a scale of 1 to 10, he went 20. He did like double what I could imagine. And to list it all would take 5 hours. So it's just that alone, I 100% feel good about getting Trump in. Because there's all this purism that goes on. Oh, well, he didn't do this or didn't do that. I'm going to go after his ass with the Iran stuff next hour. The point is that he at least is trying to be good and believes what he's doing is right. And if you can convince him, as Roger Stone always says, you give him the right facts and enough time with him, he'll do the right thing. He's not a bad guy. Okay, so that's my breakdown. Dale Bigtree, good to have you here. Of course, host of the mega viral ongoing program, The High Wire, thehighwire.com, and so much more, and The Inconvenient Study, where you got them to do this big, giant scientific study, and then they tried to cover it up. You've testified, obviously, that's come out in Congress. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Not just your public work, behind the scenes, folks. Like, a lot of my best work's behind the scenes, but nothing compared to this guy. This guy behind the scenes, it's not about credit, it's just one knowing. The big pharma sees you as Darth Vader. I mean, you are amazing. We see you as Obi-Wan Kenobi. Dale Bigtree, you got the floor. Give us a report.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me, Alex. It's a pleasure to be here. And
by the way, badass job.
Thank you, man. You know, I was just talking to Harrison, and he said, you know, we got to worry about people being demoralized. This should not be a time for anyone in America to be demoralized. I like to really focus on what we are achieving. You know, we are capable of so much greatness. We dodged a bullet when Donald Trump dodged that bullet. America, we were looking at losing freedom of speech. We were being censored online. We had an agency, you know, we had a government that was saying to us, we're going to stop misinformation. When you realize in the middle of the pandemic, when everybody with blood moving through their brains recognized that the most misinformation that's ever been spread was being spread by our own government, and they were saying to us they were going to be the arbiters of speech, of, you know, true information. That was exactly what our founding fathers had warned us about. And I think that we really, you know, are seeing really major changes with President Trump. Is he perfect? Nobody's perfect. But I agree with what your assessment is. I think he's passionate. I think he believes what he's doing. You know, I see the debates. Is he deep state? Is he owned? The man does not appear to me to be someone that can
well,
be
they
owned.
Hate him because he is his you own know? Man. He's got major blind spots. But
he
we're
does
not,
have blind spots. I agree, as we probably all do.
And we're not dressing this up. It's
no.
insanely good what's happening.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still a lot of bad, but compared, it's night and day.
When you and the space that I know, so I was director of communications for Robert Kennedy Jr. when he ran for president. I got to ride that all the way into the Oval Office when he put his hand on that Bible and, you know, was sworn as HHS secretary. I think personally, and maybe I have a bias, that Robert Kennedy Jr. has been the most effective part of the
hands down. No one debates that.
You know, and so when you watch what's happening, sure, the people are like, why didn't he just wipe out the entire vaccine program as soon as he got there? Well, I'll be honest, Alex, we had conversations about this, that was not going to be the approach to use.
They'd have been able to remove him. You helped quarterback it. You develop the plan, you discredit it, you put out the studies, and then you do it.
You have to do it based on science.
You set it up and you knock them down.
Mostly the science has not been done. We have this entire, you know, dearth of science not there.
But thimerosal out, right. Not giving kids the all these shots at birth, cutting it from six.
Hepatitis B vaccine gone. You just saw the biggest reduction in the vaccine program as far as what.
Yeah, list the accomplishments.
Yeah, all right. So, I mean, look, let's start with the food, because people are complaining, well, what's he doing with the food? He's trying to win over every granola mom in America. America that still considers themselves liberal, who wanted chemicals out of our baby food, who wanted the arsenic and the lead out of our baby food.
And working
food,
7 days a week, crisscrossing the country.
All over.
And,
right.
And getting states to pass it when he can't get the feds to do it.
And getting investigations into fluoride, standing as HHS secretary in Utah saying, good for you getting fluoride out. That's a real problem if Pam Bondi wants to try and
removing the lies off the websites that the shots are safe and effective.
That's it. Huge rewrote all of it where it used to say vaccines don't cause autism. He had to still leave it there, you know, just because of some deals that were made. But what it said is this is a non-scientific statement. There aren't studies that show there aren't enough studies. It hasn't been properly done to say that vaccines aren't causing autism.
And by the way, these are bureaucracies. The way he's navigating it. Like I said, he's doing double better than what I thought. I would have been pleased with half of what he's got done.
It's
really
impressive. And frankly, it's sort of like when I first started, when you said I'm going to run for president, I knew it'd be good on the vaccine issues. But how are you on like foreign policy? It's like, Del, I've written books on it. This feels like that as I'm watching him. You feel like
let's just say it. He's an amazing individual.
He's an amazing individual that understands how politics moves.
I hope he's president. I hope he's president in 3 years.
Well, you know, I don't know if that's a goal of his. I think he's. I mean, at least when I've had dinner with him, he seems to be very, very satisfied with.
Well, he also saw what happened to his dad and uncle, and I think he. You know.
I don't think that's. By the way, that's never going to stop him from doing anything.
Oh, yeah.
I've never met anyone more fearless than Robert Kennedy Jr. But let's look at where he's at. He just had the biggest reduction in the vaccine program we've ever seen, honestly brought on by President Trump. I want to like give Trump the credit for this, saying to Robert Kennedy Jr., he basically said, look, I want you to look at the peer nations, the other nations that are giving less vaccines, talk to their scientists and see if we can't move our system towards that. That was a mandate. That mandate was upon Robert Kennedy Jr. They did that investigation. And so what you just saw starting out this year is we're moving into the Denmark study. I mean, into the Denmark
model.
The only thing we're adding is chickenpox. You know, not exactly sure why, but we're holding on to chickenpox vaccine as a mandated product. But ultimately, we're reducing from 54 shots down to about 23
and
shots.
And when you don't make it mandated, right, doesn't it start to remove liability protection?
You know, I thought that. It, apparently, there's another step that has to happen. Robert Kennedy Jr. is going to have to then, you know, have to make adjustments to the compensation program and the list of things that are protected. There's another step that he's going to have to make, but you're on your way to removing liability.
But suddenly they're putting disclaimers on the shots saying this can kill
all
you.
All of that. I mean, you know, we're going to start having black box labels. Look at what you just had. You just had Stephen Bonsell, head of Moderna at Davos, just I think 3 or 4 days ago, say we're stopping our phase 3 trials of vaccinations because of the resistance by Robert Kennedy Jr., the HHS secretary. Essentially what he's saying to you, because the only resistance is you have to do a double blind placebo trial and prove that the product works.
And that's what Kennedy did.
Apparently, finally, that is too much resistance to demand that vaccines go through the same exact safety trials that every other drug Moderna makes, every other drug that Pfizer makes. All that Robert Kennedy Jr. and Dr. Marty McCarry are doing at FDA is saying you got to go through those double-blind placebo trials and prove in case of the flu shot, which just did not get approved.
But they admit it's never worked.
Because it's never worked enough. So you're going to have to prove that it actually deals with the strain that's circulating in our country. They couldn't do it, and therefore the vaccine's not being approved. All things that we assumed was happening the
whole
time. And
just a few of these wins would be incredible discrediting him. And I know the heat I've gotten. I can't imagine Trump or it. But Kennedy, I just see it everywhere. The attacks, well, he just stoically ignores it, doesn't defend himself. He is under massive attack. We should be praying for him.
Yeah, but remember, he's been under massive attack for, you know, decades now. This is a guy that, you know, fought to clean up our water, clean up our food supply his whole life. As soon as he got in and said, look.
Dumping toxic waste in rivers.
That's it. Yeah, you know, like cleaned up the Hudson River, one of the greatest environmental accomplishments in the history of mankind. But he was especially on this vaccine issue. He's been attacked mercilessly. So he's used to it. He's developed a thick skin. And I will tell you, he's a man on a mission. He knows why he's there. And frankly, not winning as president, which is what we were going for. We were there to try and get power over who is HHS secretary. They just cleared his slate. They took away his.
Look at the CIA publication.
Look at that guy. That guy is
the Atlantic. The Atlantic admits America's real secretary of war.
Absolutely. He is waging war on corporate corruption, which is what he stated he would do when he was running for president. And you do not have greater examples of corporate corruption than the pharmaceutical industry and their stranglehold on our regulatory agencies.
You remember the emails a decade ago in Australia where they go, we need to kill these activists. They actually say kill people.
It's really unbelievable. And, you know, when we were talking to the guys that had to do his security and Gavin DeBecker, they said, Robert Kennedy Jr., when you're running for president, when you're out there, I would have to, like, direct him on stage. I had to go through classes on how to protect someone. And they said, he is probably the most threatened human being walking the planet Earth, maybe second only to Donald Trump. Those guys were, you know, neck and neck. The fact that both those guys are standing inside of our government right now,
testament to God,
pushing the envelope, is a testament to the miraculous power of, by the way, let's take a moment, you, the people that go out and vote, you, the people that believe that change is possible, you that are watching these shows, sharing Alex Jones's show, sharing the work that I've done, sharing the podcast that Robert Kennedy Jr. did. It's only because the force and will of the people that we find ourselves in this situation.
And evil's losing, so they're really ramping
they're
up right
ramping
now,
ramping it up, and it's still got its tendrils inside of there. And
so we got to ramp up.
We have got to ramp up. And this next election, by the way, is critical. Because if we lose the House, if we lose the Senate, if that happens, I assure you, Robert Kennedy Jr. would be the first one impeached, I believe.
Oh,
I
think they said that.
They will set out to destroy him right away. And he's working like he sees it as a potential. This guy is, you know, he's got a fire underneath him now. You just saw
him. I follow him. And he's like, he's in South Dakota. He's in New York. He's in Florida. He's in Texas. He's a guy. I can't even keep track of it.
It's really, well, I mean, he's dedicated.
He's flying in coach. In fact, if you freak out, they go,
wait a minute, right? And if you ever go and get him on coach, it's like he's sitting there taking photos with everybody getting on the plane. He loves meeting people. He loves the people. I love the statement he made just a few weeks ago saying, hey, anyone that thinks I'm going to leave, I'm not going anywhere. You can keep asking for it.
But we are gushing because literally it's proven. It's real. We need to celebrate our heroes.
You got to celebrate your heroes and you got to take a moment to celebrate your victories. Sure, there's a lot we can point out that isn't happening, you know, things that, you know, like fluoride in the water. Why is it Pam Bondi won't, you know, is sort of blocking, you know, any sort of lawsuits on fluoride? Why is it, you know, I think the fact that Rand Paul is saying that there is something obstructing, that Robert Kennedy Jr., Rand Paul are ready to try and bring indictments against,
and,
you know,
and the DOJ is protecting Fauci.
What?
The DOJ is protecting Fauci.
They are protecting
Fauci. That's what he said 2 weeks ago on Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Senator Paul, you're right. Yeah. So let's just say it. It's Pam Bondi. It's the chief of staff. And we're sorry. We're not going to compromise.
Yeah.
We don't want to try to be mean to the administration, but holy hell, these are kids' lives we're talking about. Stop it. So what do we need to do?
Well, I mean, first of all, the pressure has to stay on, and you have to really look at who you're voting for. Republican, Democrat doesn't matter as much as do they believe in medical freedom? Do they believe in freedom of speech? You know, do they stand by your right to vote, your right to move freely in this world without, you know, having AI? You
and
know,
that's why back when I was nonpartisan,
else.
When I was nonpartisan, Republicans were so pro-war, Democrats didn't like them on some issues. At least Democrats used to overall get health freedom. Now
correct.
They turn to the biggest tyrants ever.
It's really, as I sat there, I've said this to you before, as I sat in the Senate watching the votes come in, watching Bernie Sanders and Pocahontas and everybody coming in to vote, and I sat there with my brother. We grew up Democrats, liberals from Boulder, Colorado, fought for the environment, definitely thought that my hippie parents, you know, that raised us with, you know, all like health food and organic food, I watched the entire party voting against, you know, the confirmation.
You were
of
a
Robert
top
Kennedy
national
Jr.
TV producer. To kind of boil it down, and they wouldn't let you tell the truth or put your stories out the way you wanted, so you left and did this.
Yeah, well, I mostly left because there was a whistleblower inside the CDC that was telling us we are committing scientific fraud on the vaccine safety studies. That changed my life forever. And I say this to every reporter I talk to. I've been right the whole time. I mean, look, I'm willing to be wrong, but why is it when I said they've never done a placebo-based trial, you can't show me one? There is none to be seen.
Yeah, so you're a producer doing medical reports for national news.
That's it.
You see the evidence, that, you know, and you're like, okay, I'm gonna go rogue here. And
I did. I made a documentary called Vaxxed. I left my job at CBS as an Emmy Award-winning producer of the daytime talk show, The Doctors, but only because I saw so much evidence, and you are now seeing that evidence coming out. There's no stopping it. Let me just make this perfectly clear. If you're brand new, Alex Jones covers this all the time. There have never been safety studies of any of the childhood vaccines you're giving your kids. People will say to me, are there any good ones, Del? I don't know. There's no way to know whether any of these vaccines are more dangerous
it's
or
black,
safer
it's a black
than,
box.
Than the virus. It is an absolute, your guess, but all I can say is this. Never been a safety study. I personally make a point of never injecting anything into my own kids that has never been through a safety study. It's just a little personal thing that I stick to. You can do whatever you want, but when they try to say, well, Dell, it's been proven safe, you know, by the 50 years we've been using it, really? Really? So you're pointing to the health of our kids as the representation.
And their health is the worst on the planet.
The worst on the planet. The worst we've seen in this country.
Yeah, give them those numbers.
The sickest generation. 54% of our kids or more are chronically ill. If you watch my movie, An Inconvenient Study, where I challenged the head of infectious disease at Henry Ford Health, he finally did a vaccinated versus unvaccinated study, refused to publish it when it was done. 20,000 kids. We've talked about it. But what did they find? And why do I think they didn't publish it? Maybe because what they found was if you were vaccinated, you were 2.5 times more likely to develop a chronic disease than if you weren't vaccinated. If you were vaccinated, 6 times the rate of neurodevelopmental disorders, 6 times the rate of autoimmune disease. These numbers are horrific. They're shocking. And look, I say at the end of the movie, does this prove that our autoimmune disease, chronic disease crisis is being caused by the vaccines? No. It's only a signal. It's a retrospective study. It has its weaknesses. But this is about the 10th study now, Alex Jones, of all that's ever been done in the world.
We're finally getting
everyone is showing us the same result. And yeah. So what you cannot find anywhere in the world is the most obvious study done by anybody. Pfizer, by Moderna, by GlaxoSmithKline, by Kaiser Permanente, by the NHS in England or HHS. No one has ever compared vaccinated to unvaccinated individuals and showed that the vaccinated are healthier. Wasn't that the point of the entire freaking program, was to make our kids healthier? If it's not and you can't prove it, then you, as consumers out there, are left with, no matter what Robert Kennedy Jr. does, you got to say, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Until you can show me that vaccines are making children healthier. Show me how.
And sure. Well, that's like saying you're not a pathologist, but I could watch that film in Vietnam where the monk puts gasoline on himself, you know, and in Saigon and lights himself on fire. He killed himself with gasoline. So I don't need to be a scientist. I interview all the scientists. We know from all the studies they finally have done and all the evidence and all of them. I was on there 30-something years ago. They had even back then, big media did a better job back then, like CBS, ABC. Turns out they never guessed the flu shot right. So it actually lowers your immunity and hurts you. The flu shot doesn't work. I mean, I remember in 2001 it leaked that they had that big CDC meeting with their board, and they admitted, oh my God, we've made millions of autistic kids, we got to cover it up, but we got to fix the shots. They didn't. So we've known this a long time. I mean, we've got major smoking guns here.
We got major smoking guns, and we're the ones that keep ending up being on the right side of this news cycle. I keep saying, I'm saying it to Atlantic, I'm saying it to New York Times. Look at this headline here. Fauci and Collins brushed off impressive data for COVID natural immunity. We can't just take this as a headline and let it slide by. This means that what we're finding out, this is Fauci and Collins. There's a FOIA request, Freedom of Information Act request, that shows that they're giggling in an email. Talking about, wow, look at the natural immunity that they're seeing in Israel. This was 2021, this email's going on. This is halfway through, I think it's about October.
So they know what is known.
They know that what they literally say in their emails is, it looks like natural immunity is better than vaccinated immunity. And then one of the doctors that they're working with says, well, that just means we can sell more booster shots. That's literally how they think about it. But when it comes down, you got Paul Offit now doing videos all over there bragging about the fact that I was in the room with Rochelle Walensky and Anthony Fauci and Francis Collins, and we were debating, should we tell the American people that natural immunity is actually more robust and stronger than the vaccine itself? And they all sat there and said, no, let's not do that. In fact, let's tell them that they have to get vaccinated, whether they've been sick and have immunity or not. And Alex, all of our children got a vaccine that only puts them at risk. They had no risk for this disease. They are now getting myocarditis, pericarditis. There's only risk. But here's what's even worse. They had no science on what happens if you have immunity and you still get the vaccine. And here's what's mind-blowing. By the time our kids are being vaccinated, you had to assume they'd all caught it. This is one of the most infectious diseases
we've
ever seen. We had herd immunity, and they erased it with this vaccine program.
And we're simpatico. I was about to go to the point of Redfield, one of the top officials during this, is now running around covering his ass going, it's not really a vaccine. It doesn't work. It hurts you. I'm sorry. I wasn't involved. So the fact is the rats are leaving the sinking ship in a big way.
That was one of the things when I was interviewing Scott Atlas that blew my mind. And he told me from internally inside that Redfield and Deborah Birx did not believe in the mRNA vaccine. They thought it was a joke. And that made me realize, by the way, it's a whole other conversation.
And they even sent emails to cover their ass at the time.
They did, but like the they, this is part of the, like, I want to watch the they. We act like they is this concerted effort, that they're all working lockstep. What you realize when you really study COVID is that it was just a bunch of opportunists working different agendas from us out here without enough information. It all looks like they're working together, but Fauci and Birx hated each other. They didn't agree.
Exactly. So
there.
This was
like a military operation to test and see if we could be locked down and mask ourselves for no reason. And Fauci's trying to cover his tracks with a vaccine that he's going to make money
off. And it wasn't that Redfield and Birx were good. They were old. They were like, this is too dangerous. We're going to get in trouble. It's like, don't rob the bank at noon.
Right.
You know, rob it at midnight. They were like, you know, in the email, like, well, dude, come on. Like, come on.
Yeah. Well, this vaccine is going to screw up our whole military operation, which is a test to see, can we use these people like monkeys? Can we make them sit down, stand up, mask on, mask off, walk through doors, close on mask, you know, walk into a restaurant, standing, mask on, sitting, mask off. Will they put up with it? Will they never ask a question? Will they just let us mind control them? That's what they were up to. Fauci's just had a totally different agenda. I want to get this mRNA technology.
He just wants to
going.
Kill people.
I think he does. I think of all of them.
Look at everything he's done his whole life. The AZT, all of it. He's a killer.
He has always taken away your access to drugs that appear to be working.
And Redfield's like, hey, I'm a eugenicist. You want to make, but come on, this is bad for business, guys. This drug business in the end will destroy us. He's like, this mRNA will destroy us in the end. And they go, screw you, Redfield. But it did. That destroyed public trust, the globalist.
It did.
That's really the end. You know, it takes time, but I see that as the end of them. No matter what they try, what they do, at the end of the day, the trust is lost.
I think the genie's out of the bottle. You're never going to get back. See, Alex, we were alone. There was really only, you know, you had Andy Wakefield out there all by himself. Now you've got Dr. Peter McCullough, the world's leading heart doctor in the world, most published heart doctor. He has jumped off of the vaccine program. He's not just leaving COVID vaccine. He's saying, if I had the choice now, I wouldn't vaccinate my kids.
The inventor of mRNA.
Dr. Robert Malone coming out and saying, I wouldn't vaccinate my kids right now. There's no testing on these products. And now he's one of the leading voices in your advisory committee on immunization practices. These aren't people that are anti-science nutters. These are the tops in their field that have come to our side, Alex. They're coming to our side.
And by the way, you got
to
do 50 more minutes the next hour because I know you got to go too, but I know stuff to him. But what's crazy is none of this is getting attention from patriots because we just want to bitch and say Trump isn't perfect. I'm watching congressional hearings with Robert Malone and all these other experts and Peter McCullough dropping bombshell. And like, we need to be magnifying that, but we can't say Trump's doing any good, so we can't do that. Forget Trump. Yeah. Just what Kennedy and these guys are doing is historic.
It is historic, and I think it's as you said, I think it's proof of God's will. I think we are all alive in this moment for a reason. We are here. And look.
You're damn right we are. Stay right there.
Yep.
All right. We'll do 50 more minutes with Dale Bigtree. Dale Bigtree, aninconveniencestudy.com. That's so important. Highwire.com. And then after he leaves us at 15 after, I've got to take Trump to the woodshed on Iran. It's just, which is good. We'll get him back on track. I'm here to announce a new, extremely exciting product at the AlexJonesStore.com, and that's MindFuel, brought to you by the same folks that developed Optimal Human. This is an Optimal Human product. We set out with our sponsor, Bigly, to come out with a clean, nootropic energy shot that doesn't have any letdown, but gives you clean energy. This stuff is so strong, though, I take half a shot in the morning, it's a big shot, and another half in the afternoon if I need to work late. But again, you can still sleep on it because it's not a traditional stimulant. So if you loved Optimal Human, the strongest, best, super nutrient-packed green drink out there, available right now at theAlexJonesStore.com, you are going to love Mind Fuel. And when I go through these ingredients, go research these for yourself and then know, when you find out how great they are, that we have the very best and the very strongest in this product, Mind Fuel, available right now at theAlexJonesStore.com. Nootropic Mind Fuel is here. This clean, caffeine-free energy shot is designed for clear thinking, steady focus, and zero compromise. It's time to abandon sugary energy drinks and stimulant-heavy formulas in favor of clean, functional, nootropic-based energy. Zero calories, sugar-free, benefit, no crash, no blood sugar spike. Advantage can be used daily without guilt and is good for your whole body, not just your brain. Caffeine-free formula, smooth, clean energy. Advantage, ideal for caffeine-sensitive users and late-day use. Nootropic Alpha GPC, Citricoline, DMAE, GABA,
Benefits supports mental clarity and focus. Advantage competes with premium brain formulas in a convenient shot. And the best part is, it's an adaptogenic and herbal proprietary blend. Balanced, grounded energy. Advantage appeals to both biohackers and holistic consumers. And then it's got high-quality electrolytes and a spectrum of high-quality B. If you love our other products, theolishowstore.com, you are going to love Mind Fuel. And if you haven't tried our ultramethylene blue or our Shilajit or Irish Sea Moss or our bovine colostrum, you're crazy. These are all incredible products. Get your Mind Fuel now at theolishowstore.com and help keep us on the air on Powering Your Life.